in the Industrial Revolution of the 19th century, what humanity basically learned to produce was all kinds of stuff, like textiles and shoes and weapons and vehicles. And this was enough for very few countries that underwent the revolution fast enough to subjugate everybody else. What we're talking about now is like a second industrial revolution, but the product this time will not be textiles or machines or vehicles or even weapons. The product this time will be humans themselves. We are basically learning to produce bodies and minds. Bodies and minds are going to be, I think, the two main products of the next wave of all these changes. And if there is a gap between those that know to produce bodies and minds and those that do not, then this is far greater than anything we saw before in history. And this time, if you're not part of the revolution fast enough, then you probably become extinct. Once you know how to produce bodies and brains and minds, so cheap labor in Africa or South Asia or wherever, it simply counts for nothing. Again, I think that the biggest question maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people. I don't think we have an economic model for that. My best guess, which is just a guess, is that food will not be a problem. With that kind of technology, you will be able to produce food to feed everybody. The problem is more boredom and what to do with them, and how will they find some sense of meaning in life when they are basically meaningless, worthless. My best guess at present is a combination of drugs and computer games.
Growing turmoil in Israel. Fiery protests erupting in the streets tonight. This comes just hours after embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dismissed his defense minister. That cabinet member said he would not support Netanyahu's attempts to take power from the judiciary. The battle over Netanyahu's plans is now intensifying. Here's ABC's Patrick Reval.
Israeli cities tonight erupting in protest after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sacked his defense minister today, the country's political turmoil rapidly deepening. Netanyahu removing Yoav Gallant, a member of his own Likud party, after Gallant called for a pause in the government's controversial plan to weaken Israel's judiciary, essentially stripping its power to have final say on Israel's laws. The plan triggering weeks of massive protests, an estimated 300,000 citizens marching Saturday, many alleging the plan is a power grab that could make Israel an autocracy more like Turkey or Russia.
We all have to fight for our rights because of the plans of Benjamin Netanyahu that want to turn this nation into a dictatorship.
The unprecedented anger spreading to Israel's military, with hundreds of reservists refusing to report for duty. But for now, Netanyahu pressing on, with a key parliamentary vote expected this week on a law that would give the current ruling coalition ultimate control over most judicial appointments. Israel critics warning headed for an unprecedented constitutional crisis. Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents accuse him of weakening Israel's judiciary to protect himself, as he's on trial for serious corruption allegations. Netanyahu denies all charges, but those protesting say that this is escalating into an existential battle for Israel's democratic soul.
Show.